Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Talking about, are we being organized as a nation? Is the world being organized? And we're starting to realize as we're talking about this, my goodness, when you understand how the concept of organizing people and organizing communities, Israel's been organized. The Middle East has been organized. Egypt's been organized. Syria has been polarized and organized. America has been organized. And it's like we're being pushed to that tension. Then they go, and then this is what Marshall Gantz says. And he says, and then you depolarize and you settle. But the issue is you don't shove God and think he's going to settle with you. He's going to deal with you.
Oh, yeah.
But he's going to settle things lest you repent. And so he said in his book, he's talking about the rules for radicals, which is a contradictory type statement, isn't it? that he was writing while he was in jail, allegedly. And that an organizer is working in and for an open society. An open society. And, you know, what is an open society? What are we talking about right here? When you think about an open society, it makes me think of a particular man by the name of George Soros, who actually has a foundation called Open Society Foundation.
Oh, wow.
You know, are we being organized? Listen, it's bigger than you. It's bigger than your city. It's bigger than your state. It's bigger than your nation. It's bigger than your region. It's bigger than your hemisphere. It's men want to rule the world, but it's not bigger than God. So if your God is your nation, if your God is your things and stuff and all your idols, and then you know it's not good for you. But if your God is God and your Lord is Jesus Christ, you know you just need to get an understanding to shine light on what's happening. So open society is what the organization is because they believe, and you can find out more. We'll talk more about open society. But I mean, you think about George Soros. George Soros has a network called Open Society Foundation, and he just these borders he talks about, and we'll have more about it. But he's made a lot of money on nations falling, reportedly. Their economy's crashing. He says that the euro is pretty much gone. We want to ease it down slowly. Slowly ease it down. And so you're looking at a man who has a theory. He is a world organizer, it appears. And he's openly says, he says, I made a lot of money. Yeah, I made a lot of money. And that I want to use my money, according to a YouTube video talking about the George Soros speaking at the Euro Foundation on June the 28th in 2013. He's talking about it, that I wanted to use my wealth to make a better world. And so, okay, all right. What kind of world do you want?
Right.
Because last I understood, it was God that created the world and the earth and everything that's in them and the heavens and the sea. And it's him that rules over all things and all kings are under him. And it's like, tips from Lucifer, right?
Right.
And you think, well, at least that's just way over there. That's nothing. It's over. And there's always, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's like 5 feet away. The mindset of Americans is like, that's over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's over there. Even if it's your neighbor's house door being kicked in. It's like it's over there. It's like, it's 45 feet away from you, right? And so then an organizer, and is America and the world being organized? Listen, America, we're only 5% of the world's population. We have to open our eyes and look up, and God will let us know what's happened, what times and what seasons taking place. We need to be what God's called us to be, and the seasons God's allowed us to live. And he's called us to be the light of the world, and it's time for us to arise and shine and let our light shine, for our light has come. Even though gross darkness covers the earth and thick darkness covers the people, realize the light, people want the light. We have to begin to be the light. And so George Soros, I mean, he's filling the bill. He said, what does that have? What does George Soros and his Open Society Foundation have to do with us? I don't know. I'm not going to delve deep into it. We'll just go like, I don't know, the Secretary of State, the most traveled Secretary of State in the history of the world. Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Well, why would you bring her up? Well, it just so happens that the Global Initiative, the Global Initiative, right? That's her, that's her husband, former President Bill Clinton. And I feel your pain. I feel your pain. And just amazing. He's such a good ability to communicate, don't he?
He did.
Man, still does.
Yeah.
And but he... There, so they had this global initiative. I believe at one time he was one of those, quote, 7-13 elders of the world or whatever. They're starting to see the world just like, men, Satan's always wanted to rule the world. And so when we give into darkness, there's something inside of us that wants to rule the world. But listen, we only want to rule it because we know what to do is better. We know how to handle things better. We can do things better than God.
Mm.
Not. But that's what men think. And that's why you have Saul Alinsky writing his book, Rules for Radicals, is that the utopia of communism. You know, he had yet to see the fall of the economy, the crash, and the Wendy's fashion show.
Right.
You know, this, he wrote that book in the 70s. And so so what does George Soros have to do with the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, by the way, the future president of America outside of, you know, that's something that she would like to do. You know, she's preparing based on the reports today that she wants to be the next president of the United States. And it would be pretty cool, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm not supporting any particular person or candidate, but she's thinking like, but if you're using tips for Lucifer to organize the world, that's not cool.
Mm-mm.
That's not cool. And so the most traveled Secretary of State in the history of the world, she went from state to state to state to state to state. Went to just almost like organize. And so I remember the Lord spoke to me back in July of 30th, back in 2010, about a wedding that was taking place.
Mm-hmm.
There was a wedding taking place. And that's when these two things came together for the whole world to see. That was when Chelsea Clinton was getting married to her husband at that particular time, Mark, M-E-R-C, and they were getting married, I believe, in New York and Rhinebeck. And it was just a great celebration going on. There's a lot of security, and they're trying to keep it private or whatever, which is pretty cool. You know, Chelsea's getting married because, remember, she grew up in front of everybody and all that. And she found her a husband. That's pretty cool. You know, they're getting married. But then I found out, I was like, where they were getting married. They were getting married at George Soros' daughter's house, the billionaire who's using his wealth to bring open society with the Open Society Institute. And at this time, I don't know yet if it happened yet, the Global Initiative was about to manifest in the earth and happen in the context of that. All of a sudden, at some point, the Secretary of State was going to be the most traveled Secretary of State in the history of the world, you know, shifting and moving and shuffling things around and getting things ready for the... You know, first, you know, how he talks about Marx and what he did. And he polarized the people, and then he brought in leadership, dictatorship over them, and then brought in the utopia paradise of communism, which is government knows best and will handle everything. The single-payer plan.
All right.
You make a money, you give us the money, and we give you stuff and things and gray dresses for fashion shows. And so I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, they're close friends. How cool. The former president, Bill Clinton, and his vice president, who actually sold his television network to
Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera's. Oh, is that so cool? Everybody's just so tight.
That's so sweet.
That it's just like, oh, I think we're being polarized and organized.
Yeah.
I think men still want to rule the world. And I noticed that when men tend to follow darkness and they begin to want to organize, then it doesn't end up well for Jews and Christians for some reason.
Right.
JJ. And you got to see JJ. You got to hear JJ on the VFN Torch. It doesn't end well because, and anybody can, if you right now, if you don't know God and you want to be a part of JJ, you want to be a Christian, you can be a Christian today. You can make a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and everything just changes. God forgives you, brings you into the family, and you join and find out the reason why so much comes against God's people, because God's people are blessed, forgiven, have eternal life. No matter what happens to us in this life, we have eternal life with God.
That's right.
Because our Savior gave his life for us and paid the price for our sin. Jesus Christ did, and he was raised from the dead. And because he was raised from the dead by his Father and now our Father, God, that means he's the first to be raised from the dead, which means when we die, when we leave this life, because he was raised from the dead and we trust and have faith in him, then the moment that we leave this life, we're risen from the dead, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with God. And so we have this hope in us. Well, obviously, if somebody doesn't have that hope, they're rather sad. Mm-hmm. And they're very envious and jealous. But you can have the hope. Why be a hater? Why not be a lover of God? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And maybe God's calling you, and the enemy's convinced you of something else. And so I just want to encourage you and realize that the organizing the world is not the key. It's organizing our life in God. The kingdom of God is not here. It's not there. It's not communism or a democracy or socialism. It's not a republic. It's kingdom of God is within the heart of men. He said it's within you. Some people will tell you it's there. Some people will tell you it's there. He said don't even pay attention to it, because the kingdom of God is within you, Jesus said. And so when we're seeking, we're getting our life in order, not the world in order. And when we get the man in order, when we get our heart in order, our marriage, our life, and this kind of comes out from there, things begin to get order. So if we start trying to save everything by adjusting things on the outside, it's never going to work, because we're still out of order on the inside. Mm-hmm. We got to first bow down to the King. So I thought it was pretty interesting that George Soros is right in there with community organizing but world organizing, that our Secretary mm-hmm. of State is great enough relationship, got married on his daughter's property, the billionaire's property. He's using his money to organize the world to make it a better place.
Right.
These borders are in the problem. The euro needs to come down gradually. And we are sitting polarized at $17+ trillion of debt, mm-hmm. you know, waiting to be eased down. And God is showing us that within 6 minutes or 6 seconds, either one, both of them are short, that all of a sudden the economy is going to we're going to have a crash. Mm-hmm. And then the world as we know it is going to change. It's going to totally change. And so here we are. Are we being organized? It's looking like the answer is I'm leaning just a little bit towards, yeah. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaning a little bit towards yeah. The answer, by the way, is not rolling over and going to sleep right now or closing your eyes or turning on a movie so you can get your mind away from this. The answer is waking up, repenting, and being the light that God's called us to be. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout-out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.